16 today, which is Marabu Masecha Hashem Kulam B'Chochma Asisa Malo'oh Oretz Kinyonecha. Now we say Malo'oh Oretz means this earth, but really Oretz means the universe. We usually use the word Olam for that. When we make a bracha, Bracha to Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, usually you translate that the Lord our God, King of the universe. I've seen other Siddurim that translate that in other languages as Melech HaOlam, the everlasting God. Melech HaOlam, the God that lasts ad Olam. Whatever it is, I would like to read a halacha in the Rambam. This is a halacha because the Rambam starts his Mishneh Torah with the laws of Yesodei HaTorah, the foundations of our faith. And he talks about nature in the beginning of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the nature of the universe, the nature of the planets and the comets, etc. And listen to this halacha, it's fascinating. It's Per Gimel Halacha Tes of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. He says, Kol HaKochavim V'Hagal Galim Kulon Ba'alei Nefesh V'Dei'o V'Haskel Hem. Everything in the universe has some kind of seichel and a soul to it. There's more than just the rock that's out there called the moon or the comet or the asteroid, whatever it is. V'Hem Chayim V'Omdim U'Makirim Es Mi Shamar V'Hiya HaOlam. They recognize their creator. They act out in a certain manner. They do what they do in the cosmos with recognition of the one who commanded them to do so. Each of them praise God, which is what we're doing in Shacharis. Who do we call on upon to guide us in our praising? Right? We say that we talk about Yotzer or Varech Oshech, but you think of what read with more kavana, Kel Adon, and you say it tomorrow. This is exactly what the Rambam is trying to access. And it says, "Kashem Shemakirin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Makirin Et Atzmon, Makirin Et HaMalochim Shemot Lamala Mehem." They recognize their maker, they recognize themselves, they're Baalei Nefesh. V'das HaKochavim V'HaGalgolim Me'utom Midas HaMalochim U'Gedolom Midas B'nei Adam. These planets have less Deah than the angels, but more Deah than man. But one thing they don't have that man has is free will. They just act out what God wants them to do in the cosmos. It seems to me the Rambam was anticipating what was very popular 30, 40 years ago where it was saying that all you need for a planet to maintain life like ours is just three or four characteristics. They have to have a certain amount of carbon, they have to be close enough to a certain star, they have to revolve in a certain way. That meant that by now we should have found millions and millions of such planets. But now they're reevaluating this. I'm sure you've been reading lately in Scientific American. Now you need hundreds of thousands of criteria to have a planet like ours. Just in 30, 40 years we found a need for a God. Right? They were trying to show that you don't need a creator to come up with a planet like ours. Frankly, I don't think, even if there are many other planets, if Star Trek is correct, that could mean that just whatever exists that has free will has to be commanded. That's the issue. Right? Everything else but this species that's listening to me and talking here right now has free will. A free will must be commanded. So as long as they're commanded, they don't have Yetzias Mitzrayim like we have because they don't have an Egypt on that planet. But they're commanded. They say whether it's just not to eat from a tree or not to swim in an ocean, whatever it is, but they have to be commanded. That's all we want. Right? But having life on another planet doesn't disprove that there is a God. Right? That's what they were trying to prove 40 years. And the Rambam is saying that all these beings out there just sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to be cognizant of that and sing similar praises. That's why whenever we say Kadosh, Kadosh, it's always Kishem Shemak Nishim Oso B'Shmei Marom. The same way that those planets do also. And that's probably what Yosef meant in his dreams, that the sun and the moon will bow down to him, because a descendant of his told the sun and the moon to stand right there in the sky until I finish what I have to do today. Yosef's dreams were fulfilled with Yehoshua in light of this halacha. Because Yehoshua is a descendant of his who told the sun and the moon, who have their own will, or have their own bidding to do. But he told them, I want you to go against your nature today because of something my elder Zayde said, that the sun and the moon will bow down to him. It didn't refer to Yaakov and Rachel, which was what Yaakov tried to do to dispel the brother's hatred of him. It had to do with the actual sun and the moon of obeying him sometime in the future. If the sun and the moon can do this, surely we can and exercise our free will to do so.